Iraqi officials said Friday the Presidency Council approved the execution of Ali Hassan al-Majid 2 days ago. Under Iraqi law, that means the former Saddam Hussein henchman will be hanged within 30 days. Majid ordered chemical attacks against Iraqi Kurds in the 1980s as part of a campaign to quash Kurdish resistance forces. The government of Iraqi Kurdistan says 180,000 Kurds were killed during the Anfal campaign, including many civilians. Thousands more were deported. Fala Mustafa Bakir is director of the Prime Minister's Office for Iraq's Kurdistan Regional Government. He says Iraqi Kurds want those responsible to face justice.
For us, it was important for these crimes to be documented for the whole world and people to understand that a lot of injustices were committed against our people, and we wanted the crimes to be documented and the courts to be open to the public for people to realize that what we were saying were the truth.
In June, Majid and two other Hussein-era officials were convicted of genocide and crimes against humanity for attacks on Iraqi civilians and sentenced to death by hanging. An appeals court upheld the verdict in September, but the execution was delayed as politicians debated who had the right to give final approval on sentencing. The two other officials are senior Hussein-era military chief Hussein Rashid Mohammed and former defense minister Sultan Hashim Altai. Their execution orders have not yet received final approval. The U.S. military is holding all three officials and says Iraqi authorities have yet to make a request for them to be handed over. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Erbil.